woman with lust, and that word technically means a stewing in a lustful state. That is, you are viewing a woman as an object to conquer. You have already committed adultery in his heart. I noticed at the theater here, they're showing that movie, What Women Want, is that what it's called? Yeah. Now that's just simply a commentary on this verse. That movie is, I mean. Showing how the lead character, Mel Gibson? Yeah. Moving from viewing women as objects to conquer until he can come to see that they're persons to respect. That's all that movie is doing. And Jesus is moving us right at the heart of that teaching here. And then he says in these words, these words are so good. Here Jesus is absolutely the master teacher. Verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose your members than for your whole body to go to hell. Now, what in the world is Jesus doing here? He is using the classic argument and logic of a reductio ad absurdum. He is taking a teaching of that day and pushing it to its logical limits. There was a group of Pharisees in that day. They were called, this is kind of a nickname for them, the bruised and battered Pharisees. This was a very strict sect of Pharisees that if they saw a woman, not even in a compromising situation, but just saw a woman, they would close their eyes, and so they kept bumping into walls and posts, and so they were called the bruised and the battered Pharisees. And so Jesus is saying to them that if your eye offends you, don't just close it, yank it out. If your arms offend, tear it off. Cut off your arms, cut off your legs, roll into heaven a mutilated stump. Now you see, Jesus never said that those things offend. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees said. He said just the opposite. He said that it is not what is in the body that offends, but what is in the heart. The external thing is not the issue, it's the heart. And Jesus is pushing them right to the limit. If it's an externalism that offends,